That was sweet. I don't know if you enjoyed that time, but I certainly did. It's nice to know that God is moving and working in the world we live. Do you believe that, church? Yeah. It's nice to see unfamiliar faces, and thanks for being diligent to the instructions that we share week to week. We can make a difference in people's lives. Not because of anything we do, but because of what we allow God to do in and through us. And that comes about by reading and hearing God's Word. And that is pretty important when you're uncertain about the things you're facing. And I think there's a lot of people in this tent that are facing things they're not certain about. So how do we help combat that? For the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at what our focus in life should be when we encounter the uncertainty of life. Last week we saw from Matthew 6:33, Jesus frequently warned his followers. He warns you and I about the concerns of this world. But he also gives us instruction on how we're to counter them. What did we learn last week, class? How do we combat the worries? We seek God and His kingdom. How quickly we forget. I brought to your attention ways of doing just that. And these messages are recorded. You can go to our church's website and pull them up and refresh your memory. Or you can lead someone to our website and tell them, hey, you should go there and listen to this sermon. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the value of having a perspective focused on the eternal things of God and what He has already done for you. Thank you for bringing to our attention the salvation that we possess, the power we have in Jesus. And I want to continue to tell you not to leave that on the table for another day. He is the strength and the power we need to get through each day. Think about what He's done for you and what He has in store for you as a child of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for the freedom to come before You, to lay our burdens at Your feet, and that You're quick to pick them up and take them from us, to carry them. God, I thank You for this body of believers You brought here this morning. I pray that they would be attentive to Your Word, that they wouldn't slumber or sleep, that You would wake them up, and that we would see with new eyes just how cool You are, and the power and the authority that we have in Jesus' name. God, use this time effectively for recreating us into the people You created us to be. That we would leave this place willing to fearlessly and boldly make known the gospel that we believe. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if we are truly going to follow God in the ways He would have us follow Him, then we need to redirect the way we think, the way we talk, the way we act. There are some actions we must take if we're going to go forward in this life. So how do we do that? Focus on God. It's that simple. The question that remains is, if it's that simple, why is it so difficult? Could it be that we're not acquainted with the instruction book God has given us? That's the action we must take. Pick up the book and read it. Meditate on it. I can't believe what Molly shared with us from Psalm 119. I think it was 73 through whatever 8 verses past 73 is. Did you hear those words? Did they lift you up, or did they knock you down? They encouraged me. God's word usually encourages me unless he uses his word as a magnifying glass to reveal something in my life that must change. I'm not preaching to you. I preach to myself. Throughout the Bible, we find that God has commanded us to fix our eyes on him, on his will and his purpose for our lives. And for us to really honor God, thank you for choosing that word. We need to follow his direction in every area of our lives. Not some of them, not most of them, every one of them. If we love God, if we're going to be authentic followers of Christ, we must follow all God's commandments, his precepts, his statutes, his decrees that he has set in place for us to live successfully throughout this life. Don't leave it on the table another day. Pick it up. Be lifted up. Because the world wants to knock us down. And too often, we're not equipped. And so we fall. You know, at times, that means we are going to look very different from the people around us. Do you look different in the world? Or would people just not know anything different about you? Because when you follow Christ, you look different. Your eyes are different. Your countenance is different. Your actions are different. And hopefully when people see that difference, they say, what do you have? And I want that. Honoring God, following him, keeping him at the center of our lives requires that we keep our focus on him. His word and his commandments must be forefront in our minds. We must both love and obey our Lord and our Savior. Listen to the words of Deuteronomy chapter 11. I want to point out the actions that we're instructed to take. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Give you a second to get there. We're going to start at verse 1. I'm hoping you're following along. Deuteronomy chapter 11, fifth book of the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. Verse 1 says, love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands. If you're there, what's that last word? Always. If you have your Bible open, drop down to verse 13. Faithfully obey. Faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today to what? To love the Lord your God and serve him with all of your heart, with all of your soul. If you're following along, look at verse 16. Be careful. Be careful or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Pay attention to the actions in verses 18 through 20. I underlined them in my Bible. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands. Bind them around your forehead. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down. And when you get up, write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. These things must be pretty important. And these instructions are really good because we all confess, I can't memorize scripture. Well, then write it on the walls. Talk about it. The more you use it, the more it gets solidified. Verse 22 goes on to say, carefully observe. Carefully observe all these commands I'm giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to hold fast to Him. Do we do that when life is crazy and insane? Are you holding on to Him with all you got? Do you even go to Him? He's there. That's His promise. Verse 26 is very important to know. Go ahead, scroll down to verse 26. Turn the pages to verse 26. This is what it says for those that don't have anything. See, I'm setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord, your God, that I'm giving you today. The curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way I command you today by following other gods. Listen, Moses, through the prompting of God, closes Deuteronomy chapter 11 at verse 32 by saying, verse 32, be sure that you obey the decrees and the laws I'm setting before you today. Why? So you can make it. Are you trying to get through this life in your own strength? How's that working for you? I'm leading you to good food that'll strengthen you to get through this day. I'm equipping you with valuable information that you can share with the people you work with, the people you sit next to in an airplane. These are gifts. These are not suggestions. God commands His people, that's you and me, to keep their focus on Him. What did He say to do in verse 18? Some of you were equipped. What's verse 18 say? Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. That means memorize them, meditate on them, walk along, sit along, write them on the doorpost, on your gates, teach them to your children. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and your minds. The NLT, the New Living Translation, says, commit yourselves wholeheartedly with everything you got to these words of mine, because in them we find life. I'm not saying these things week after week because it's my idea and I think it's a good idea. I'm saying it because it's God's and we are wise to follow them. But I'll leave it right there. I won't follow you, James. I'll follow me, myself and I, because I got it covered. I'm doing good. Life is grand. Or are you miserable going down for the third time? Gasping for your last breath. Cry out to God. He'll listen. We just spend 20 minutes in prayer because we believe prayer works. And it does. Is the focus of your heart and mind fixed on God? Fixed. Immovable. Always abound. Or are you wandering around, lost, dazed and confused, so dull that you don't know what the day holds for you? When you pray, do you seek God's will for your life in prayer? Are you crying out to Him for peace before you go under the knife? Do you pray? Are you seeking His will when you read the Word of God? Do you read your Bible daily? If you don't have a Bible, because some of you don't, maybe, I'll make sure that you have one in your hand today. I'll put that Bible in your hand. Just promise me you'll use it at least one day a week whilst I coaxed you through it. you express your love for your God in the way you're obedient to His requirements, decrees, laws, and commands. Not as suggestions. He doesn't suggest anything. He says, I am. And He does. He doesn't go against His word. He's faithful and true. He has a plan for our lives to be successful. Why would we turn our backs to Him? You know, no doubt, we all fall short. If we're honest, we all fall short when it comes to following God in the ways He would have us follow Him in this life. Guilty. But that doesn't mean we don't keep trying. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. You can begin today to follow God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. Or if it fits, you can begin again today and seek Him with everything you have. Listen to the wisdom of Proverbs 4:20 through 27. It's in everyone's Bible. We have access to it every day. If you have a cell phone, you can pull up the Bible. Proverbs 4:20 through 27 says, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free from perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path for your feet. And be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. How do you do that? Fix your focus on God. We're commanded to walk the right path, to follow God's ways, careful not to get distracted or sidetracked by the things of this world. We must stand firm, not wandering onto the broad way that leads to death. We must follow the narrow way that leads to eternal glory. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is unseen. No, I take that all back. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. We looked at this a couple weeks ago. Recorded 2 weeks ago. Refresh your mind. Sometimes people respond better or become more willing to take an action when they're challenged. So I dare you. I dare you to keep looking through the eyes of faith to God. My world is falling apart, God. Redirect your focus. I dare you to focus on the things of heaven. Just for the next 21 days. They say it takes 21 days, 3 weeks to form a new habit. Give it a go. Redirect your thinking. Skip 2 TV shows. That's 90 minutes of your life and spend it in God's Word. I bet you redirect your thinking. You'll realize that the things of this world are fleeting and that the eternal things of God will never fade or pass away. But you must take the action. It's easy to turn on the TV. We can even turn on the TV to Dr. David Jeremiah. But until we take that information and put it into practice, well, What's the difference? Does it make a difference . The writer of the book of Hebrews puts it like this in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Holy brothers, I'm hoping that's you and me, who share in the heavenly calling, which I hope you have done. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Yes. Whom we confess. Jesus is my Lord. He's my Savior. Really? Really, really? I love James. I used to hate him because he has an attitude. And he does. Show me faith. Show me your works. I'll show you faith. Faith without without action is dead. The devil... Oh, I'm sorry. I want to back up. I don't know about you, but controlling my thoughts is the hardest battle I face in this life. And I'll tell you why. The devil does his best to distract our thoughts from God. What's that song? Walk this way, talk this way. And here every pastor on the planet is saying, no, follow Jesus. His ways are good, right, and true. Follow Him. Can I let you in on a secret? The devil is a liar. Yes. He'll tell you the truth is a lie and a lie is the truth. He will seek to discourage you and derail you from the direction of God's plan and purpose for your life. If you let Him. We got power. We got strength, man. In Jesus, His shed blood for us. The pre-sermon of our prayer time was awesome. Were you paying attention? What you need to know is, as a child of God, Satan has no control over you. None. Other than what you allow him to have. He cannot make us do one single solitary thing as a child of God. Rebuke him. Get behind me, Satan. And he'll flee. How cool is that? And the more you do it, the more success you find. And the more you're willing to do it, and the more success you find, life gets good. Do you realize that Satan is already defeated? Yes. Read John 14 and 16, or 14, 15 and 16. He doesn't have a chance, and he knows it. But he is persistent. So how do we do this? How do we keep Satan behind us? Keep your thoughts fixed on Jesus. He will guard your heart and your mind. Renew your thoughts by keeping them centered on Jesus, not the negative things of this world or the enticing things of this world. Focus on who you are and whose you are. Are you a child of God? Don't ever forget that. Do you have the power of Jesus' shed blood coursing through your body? You do, through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are in Christ, if you have turned from your sinful ways, what the Bible calls repenting, then you're saved. And the devil has no dominion on you. He can't reside in you. Because you can tell him, hit the road, Jack. Don't you ever come back. See how much we know the worldly music. Focus on the fact that God has already completed His work of salvation to save you from your sin. The church doesn't teach we don't have to sin. It doesn't have to be like this. You can be different. You can be successful. When? You focus on God. And His ways, they're always right. They're always true. Jesus died to redeem you. He paid the price. He's risen from the grave triumphantly, conquering sin and death for who? No. Yeah, for those who believe. There's plenty of good people walking around. Where is God? Do you believe? Have you accepted His salvation? Everyone who responds to His call is saved. That's the power of the cross. I cannot believe this. Jesus has ascended to heaven to prepare a place for you to spend eternity with Him. And one day He will come again. One day every knee will bow and everyone will confess, Jesus is Lord. The action we must take is found in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Listen, consider Him. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you may not grow weary or be faint. There's the action. Throw it off. Here's the action. Pick up Jesus, so you won't be weary. You won't be faint. How often do you consider the holy life Jesus lived? Even think about that. Jesus was just a good guy. He gave food to lots of people. He made people good. And do you go around thinking about that? You think about His sacrifice on the cross for your sins? Or just simply how much Jesus really loves you? Do you think about that? How much does He love you? This much. And so much more. That takes faith. We must fix our eyes on Jesus and never, ever take them off Him. To make it through this life, we must fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He has written our whole story. I just don't know what it is. I'm seeking to follow Him so I can know that I know that I know. In our natural human state, we are lost without Him. That's how we're born into this world. It is by grace, through faith, that we're saved. Again, it's nothing we do except respond. God does the work. Jesus shows the way and takes up residence through the power of the Holy Spirit in the child of God. Is that what we believe, church? He calls us. We respond. His grace empowers faith within us by the power of the Holy Spirit to live a new life in Christ. It doesn't have to be the way it is. But you must take the action. In Christ, we are restored to a right relationship with God, your Heavenly Father. Because Jesus is your Savior, listen, get this, God, the all-powerful God, ever-present, Creator of all things, your Heavenly Father calls you His child. Does that excite you? Did you even think about that? His love and His grace empowers our faith. Life is uncertain. Faith is sure. God said it, I believe it, that settles it for me. We must not grow weary or lose hope. His working within us will maintain us. It'll strengthen us. And we will persevere. We will finish the race because Christ is with us. Yes. Jesus came to save this lost and dying world. This world that is entrapped, enslaved, because of the curse of sin. That's our state. That's the God's honest truth. Jesus went to the cross, not for His sin. He went there to pay the price for our sin, your sin, my sin. Paid the price with His own precious blood for the salvation of all who trust in Him. That's the action. You can know about Him, but do you trust Him? Do you believe in Him? Have you accepted Him? Are you allowing Him to live His life in and through you? Trying. That is a great response. Trying. When circumstances and situations arise that you don't think you can endure, when you face hardships and trials and you grow so weary, remember what Jesus suffered and endured for you. Think about this. What are the problems and the trials you face today compared to what Jesus endured? Really? My hand hurts. Really? We have no idea. And we will never know what it is to be truly separated from God. But we will never, ever, ever get that. Nor do we have to. What are your, as we looked at last week, momentary trials and suffering, and compared to all God has in store for us for eternity with Him? I mean, this life is over compared to eternity. You're 93 years old. That's nothing. No doubt we can feel weighed down by the burden of the problems and the struggles we face that we're up against. I get that. But we must not let doubt creep into our heart and mind, because there's one in this world who will use doubt and fear to drag us away from God. That's His sole purpose. And I'll tell you what, He's doing a pretty good job, even for the elect. I fall short. Billy Graham fell short. But faith lifts us up. Faith gives us perfect peace. I know this because it's in God's Word. And I believe God's Word to be true. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 says, or tells us of the foundation to build our life on, and the benefit of doing so. Get your hammers out. Get your trowels out. This is God's Word. Something to build with. You will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is steadfast because they trust in You. That's God. And then it goes on to say in verse 4, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord Himself is the rock eternal. He's my rock. With our focus fixed on God, we will not faint. We will not falter. We will not wander to the right or to the left. We won't wander because we're walking on the path that He has set before us. When we're focused on Him, we will stand firm. We will have peace, knowing that we are under His all-loving, ever-wise, gracious Heavenly Father. We're following His leading. I am. Are you? We must fix our eyes on the love and the mercy of God. We must be rooted and grounded in Him, knowing that nothing, according to God's Word, can separate us from His love. Romans 8, check it out. I dare you to depend on the faithfulness of God to work and move in your life. We must focus our eyes, our desires, our needs on Jesus. God has promised to bear your sorrow and comfort all your burdens. Listen to the message of this old hymn. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting He passed, and we followed Him there. Over sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors will be. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him, and all will go well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Sing it with me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Focus your life on Jesus. Set aside everything that could distract your heart and mind from God. Go ahead. I dare you. Focus on God. To fix your eyes on Jesus and trust Him with the whole of your life. Following His leading throughout this life is the best thing you can choose to do. Choose you this day in whom you will serve. Because the truth of God's Word is, you follow your Heavenly Father, or you follow the Father of this world. Father, I thank You for Your Word, that in it we find life, we find truth. And I pray that You give us a heart and a mind to know You more. That You would empower us to seek You and find You with all of our heart. Give us a courage to share that which we say we believe with everyone we meet. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.